Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, September 16th. The Northern Tornadoes Project says its survey team has classified the damage in Bruce and Huron counties from Tuesday's stormy weather. The survey team identified an EF0 downburst at Dungannon with a maximum wind speed of 115 kilometers an hour. Around Cargill and Elmwood, they say there was an EF0 downburst with a maximum wind speed of 125 kilometers an hour. The Northern Tornadoes Project says no injuries were reported to them. They say they observed tree damage in both areas and have posted a photo on Twitter of an unfinished barn that collapsed near Cargill during the storms that saw heavy rain or hail in some cases, windy weather and lightning, as well as tornado warnings in parts of Bruce County. Saugeen Shores police say they received multiple calls overnight about newborn puppies that appeared to have been abandoned at different locations throughout Port Elgin. Police say as a result of an investigation, they have charged a 36-year-old Port Elgin man with 8 counts of failing to provide care to animals. He was released with a court date and was placed on conditions not to have possession of any animal until the completion of the matter. Saugeen Shores police say all animals were seized and transported to safety. The Provincial Animal Welfare Service, or PAWS, has been notified and will also be conducting its own investigation. Police are thanking community members who located and kept the puppies safe until the investigation was complete. They say the puppies and their mother are safe together. Owen Sound Council has signed off on a new collective agreement with the city's unionized outside workers. Council approved a staff recommendation at Monday night's meeting to ratify a memorandum of settlement and execute a new collective agreement between the city and the Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 118901. No word if QP members have ratified it yet. QP 118901 represents more than 50 outside workers, 38 full-time in the city's community services and public works and engineering departments. The Nature Conservancy of Canada has purchased the Britton Lake Wetland and Woodlands area north of Lion's Head. Regional Conservancy Program Director Esme Batten says they're excited to protect the 395-acre property.
So it protects habitat for species at risk, like Massive Saga rattlesnake, as well as our unique population of American black bear.
Batten notes there is a mixture of forests and wetland habitats which connect with existing conservation lands, creating a conservation corridor of over 1,100 acres. The government of Alberta has declared a public health emergency and will introduce restrictions and a vaccine passport system. Premier Jason Kenney also issued an apology, saying the government's lifting of restrictions earlier in the summer was the wrong approach. Alberta's hospitals are in crisis mode, with COVID-19 patients filling up ICUs and emergency wards. Today, Canada's chief public health officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, said there's a lesson here for all of us.
Don't be complacent. We've got to be highly vigilant on this virus. When you see it accelerating, act fast.
The Alberta government says the province will run out of ICU beds within 10 days if the case counts continue to rise. Brockton is the latest municipality to lift its pandemic state of emergency. It had been in place since March 23, 2020. Other local communities that have lifted their states of emergency include Saugeen Shores and Kincardine. These municipalities have all noted they can reinstate it if needed and that Ontario health orders are still in place. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 91 points. The Dow Jones is down 63 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.85 U.S. cents, down 33/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $72.58, down 3 cents a barrel. In sports in Major League Baseball, 9 games today, including the New York Yankees at Baltimore and the Oakland A's at Kansas City. The Yankees are tied with the Toronto Blue Jays and Boston Red Sox for the American League wildcard spots. Oakland is 3.5 games back of a wildcard spot. The Jays and Boston are off today. Yesterday, Toronto doubled Tampa Bay 6-3. This weekend, the Blue Jays will host the Minnesota Twins at the Rogers Center. In the National Football League, the New York Giants visit Washington. Game time is 8:20 tonight. In Ontario Hockey League exhibition, the Flint Firebirds visit the Erie Otters tonight, and Peterborough hosts Kingston. The Owen Sound Attack will play their next exhibition game on Saturday when they travel to North Bay to face the battalion. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.